welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's February 12th, 2014, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, a second possible terror attack on a power plant, this one nuclear. Then, what's a greater threat, terrorism or democide? With militarized SWAT teams and no-knock raids, cops have killed more Americans than Iraqi insurgents. And an anti-drone activist is kidnapped in Pakistan as he was about to testify in Europe. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story headline, Americans killed by cops now outnumber Americans killed in the Iraq War. Cops have killed well over 5,000 Americans since 9/11. Many of those killings have occurred during no-knock raids, which have risen by 4,000% since the 1980s. Iraqi insurgents, on the other hand, have killed around 3,500 Americans since Operation Iraqi Freedom first started. So we have an epidemic of police violence in this country. People say, this isn't a police state. If it was a police state, we would know about it. We have 5,000 deaths from officers recently, in recent years, and you don't think that's some type of epidemic? We see these no-knock raids where they burst into your homes, and many people are often frightened by this. Case in point, it was recently here in the state of Texas where they did a no-knock raid, burst into a man's home. The man shot back at police, killing one of the sheriffs who were there to look for marijuana. Luckily, the man was not charged with murder, but it just goes to show, police, when you're over-aggressive, you're going to get yourselves hurt. And I'm very thankful that that man was not charged in that particular case. But this is the police state. You not only have the no-knock raids, but you have the guys dressed up like Judge Dredd. You have the drones. You have the bullets. You have the paper targets of little children. It has to stop, and it's going to stop one way or the other, police. I hope we don't have more incidents where police get shot. But if you keep doing these no-knock raids, people are going to basically defend themselves. They don't know if you're an officer or some guy just breaking into their home at 3 a.m. Now let's talk about some different measures, some different guns being used in different ways. Second possible terror attack on U.S. power plant uncovered. This article by Paul Joseph Watson. Although it received little news coverage at the time, last year's assault on Pacific Gas and Electric Metcalf transmission substation, during which telephone cables were cut and 100 shots were fired into the facility, has sparked fresh concerns about the safety of soft targets in the United States. Gateway pundits Jim Hoft highlights another possible attack that occurred just days later on April 21st, when a security guard at the TVA Watts Bar nuclear power plant in Spring City, Tennessee, was involved in a 2 a.m. shootout with a suspect. And you can watch those videos in Paul Joseph Watson's report for more details on this. But it just goes to show how vulnerable our power systems are, whether these were false flag situations or real situations with real terrorists. It just shows how vulnerable these things can be. They can be picked off by a sniper, a decent shot sniper at a decent range can pick these things off and leave your area pretty much blacked out. But it, you know, it brings to mind how vulnerable the power system is, because here in the United States, much of our power grid is hooked into the internet, which to me, just hearing that just sounds so stupid to me. You open yourself up to a whole league of hackers. And that's one of the reasons why they're pushing these FOIA and CISPA and all these other internet security bills, are saying, well, what about the power grid? Like, yeah, why don't you guys think about that before you hook the power grid into the internet? You know, things can happen. I understand that, but you need to take the steps and make yourself as secure as possible so you don't have situations like this that can lead to potential blackout scenarios. Now, if anybody watches this show, you know how I feel about Attorney General Eric Holder. I'm not a fan of the man's work. I'm not a fan of him knowing about Operation Fast and Furious that gave guns to Mexican drug cartels while simultaneously coming out saying that we need to brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. So I'm not a fan of the guy. Let's get that out here straight. But now he has this article saying that states need to rethink their views on felons as far as voting rights, which I do agree with, because many people think about felons. They think about rapists and child molesters and violent people, and definitely those are felons as well. But you also have felons who are guys who write hot checks, you know, who do these, you know, petty nickel and dime crimes, but they do it enough to where they end up in jail, you know, just simple things such as that. And I don't think that, you know, if you're a nickel dime guy, it doesn't mean that you necessarily should have your voting rights revoked, although we do have a very fraudulent corrupt system here in the United States. But I don't think you should lose your voting rights. So Mr. Holder was addressing some states such as Florida, Alabama, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Nebraska, Wyoming, others, just to name a few right there. So I do agree with Eric Holder briefly on this day, while he's preparing to remove himself from his seat, from his office. He says he's going to retire sometime in 2014, and I'm just hoping we can fill his spot with somebody better equipped to do the job, somebody of more non-corrupt ways, I guess is the best way to put it. Now let's switch gears completely and talk about drones. And we have drones all over the United States. We have drones in foreign countries, drones patrolling the U.S. on the Mexico border, U.S. border. And now we have this anti-drone activist kidnapped in Pakistan before he was due to testify in Europe. A prominent Pakistani journalist and anti-drone activist has gone missing after nearly two dozen men stormed into his home and abducted him. His lawyer announced on Monday, just days before he was due to testify. Now, the article points out that they're not exactly sure who these guys were or what their intentions were. I'm sure their intentions were to, you know, keep the guy from testifying. But beyond that, nothing's really too much known about this. So I definitely applaud this this journalist, Mr. Kareem Khan, for speaking out against these drone killings that were in Pakistan. I believe it was as of 2012, maybe 2013. The Pakistani Interior Minister said about 80% of the people killed by these drone strikes were non-combatants, not just there, but other areas of the world as well. And then Obama saying he wants to expand a language to allow more drone strikes, and I'm definitely against that. I'm definitely against lethal force for somebody who's not an immediate threat. And by immediate threat, I mean he has a gun to somebody's head about to kill him. That's an immediate threat, not somebody who may do something at some later date down the road. So definitely our thoughts and prayers go out to this gentleman's family, Mr. Khan. Now, from a threat in the sky being a drone now to a threat being laser pointers and other things that you can go buy off the shelf, we have this: nearly 4,000 laser attacks annoyed and injured pilots last year. And it says laser attacks on aircrafts occur about 11 times a day, according to the FAA, but they still suspect that hundreds of attacks go unreported and remain uncounted. And I'm not exactly sure why people do this, if these are real hardcore terrorists or just people with too much free time on their hands. But you do understand, you know, you guys out there joking around, if you crash your airplane, they're going to come after you pretty hard. So I definitely advise you not to do that. As well as we have other distractions up in the sky, such as drones. You know, they say they want drones flying in the sky here in the near future here in the U.S. with more drones. We had the report, I believe, was back in 2012 in Colorado. A pilot almost hit a drone, but, you know, there was no reason to, you know, stop drones from flying in the sky. FAA says, yeah, you can fly all the drones you want, which is something I'm definitely against. Another thing I'm against: global warming. Not the just general notion, but the fact that you can say that if I pay Al Gore money, that's going to stop global warming. And I understand you do have years where the planet's a little more hot. You have years where the planet's a little more cool. But even if you agree with global warming, hook, line, and sinker, which I definitely don't, because, I mean, was it global warming when fire rained down from the sky and destroyed Sodom? Should I pay Al Gore money for that? But Kurt Nemo, Don Salazar, and Kit Daniels have a series of articles in the recent days: global warming, Lake Superior will freeze over this winter. And Kurt Nemo points out here, how can you explain record cold temperatures? Well, global warming has paused, according to warmest scientists. So instead of being alarmist, they're warmest scientists, which is exactly right. We see record cold temperatures all over the United States. When we went to the Super Bowl in New Jersey, the guys had to dig out the stadium. They did a pretty good job. Kudos to you guys who had to do that work. They had to dig out the stadium because of record snowfalls, record cold temperatures, ice-breaking ships getting stuck in ice. Our Austin police chief, Art Acevedo, telling people not to drive here in the city of Austin because the city's streets were so slick. So all these things somehow equates to global warming. And even if it was the flip side, if it was, you know, record hot temperatures, what would pain the camp of Al Gore and others do to fix these things? Because whether it's pollution, and a lot of people say, well, don't you believe in pollution? Like, yeah, we do have a pollution problem, but saying because I pay the camp of Al Gore money is going to stop pollution, that doesn't do anything. That just puts money into the pocket of Al Gore. If you gave $1 billion right now to Al Gore, how would he stop global warming? I mean, is he going to stop the snow from falling? Is he going to stop these ice-breaking ships from getting stuck in ice? Is he going to stop our police chief from here in Austin, Texas, from sending out tweets talking about it's so cold, don't drive on the streets? Is he going to do any of that? I guess that goes completely against what he was saying. And another thing, speaking on this global warming issue, we have this by Kit Daniels and Adon Salazar: panic shoppers fight over food ahead of the snowpocalypse. Now, this is just more of the same that we were just talking about. Record snowfalls, record cold temperatures, and this is Atlanta These are bare shelves that you can see on the shelves in Atlanta. People fighting over food. There's not enough. And this is just a pretense of what's coming to this country, because if you have record snowfalls, if you have some type of civil emergency, I mean, what are you going to do? If you're not prepared, you need to get prepared. And at very least, have some cheese crackers and, you know, a case of bottled water. But if you want to be more prepared, you can go to InfoWars Shop and check out My Patriot Supply. There's some great products there to get yourself prepared, and also other things you can use, such as life straws, when you encounter those situations. And for our last story of the night, a man brazenly breaks into a LAPD cruiser, and this is what happened.
Next thing I hear is, I love Jesus Christ, and I hear a smash. I look back, and it's a guy smashing the windows of the cop car that I was standing right next to.
I saw the whole thing.
Not that the guy dressed as Superman did anything to stop this crime in progress.
Your classic media spin, make it a joke, funny, ha-ha. Let's all laugh at Superman because he didn't jump in and save the day. You know, I'm not concerned about Superman, some guy dressed up like Superman. You know what I'm concerned about? The response of the police to get there in the first place, which shows that if it was happening to you, I don't think you'd be able to stop that guy unless you had the proper means to defend yourself. But not only that, this guy committed a crime in broad daylight. But you know who commits crimes every day? The Federal Reserve, the TSA, the NSA. They can check your phone records. They can patch down your body, molest you. They can reduce your currency value with quantitative easing. These things happen every day, and nobody wants to talk about that. I wish somebody would. I don't care if he's dressed up as Superman or not. These are the real things that need to be addressed, not some guy not jumping up and helping the people. And then you saw they sent half a SWAT team to end the situation at the end anyway. Well, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. But stay tuned, because after this break, we'll switch from the crashing glass of a police cruiser to the crashing marketplace. Paul Craig Roberts will be talking about the parallels between the stock market crash of old and what the stock market looks like today. He talked about that on the Alex Jones radio show. And I'll be talking to Pastor Steven Anderson. You guys know him. He's the Patriot pastor. He does not like his rights being violated at these unconstitutional checkpoints. And another thing he doesn't like is this demonic media being pushed out to our children and our friends and family. So he'll be talking to me about that right after these coming breaks. But first, if you like this broadcast and you'd like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPundit.tv. You can get yourself a free trial. You can also get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, the movies, all that right there on PrisonPundit.tv. So stay tuned after this break for more special reports.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And the InfoWars army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
We'll be right back.
scary 1929 market chart gains traction. If market follows the same script, trouble lies directly ahead. They're slowing down on QE Unlimited. Dr. Roberts.
Well, you have to keep in mind that in 1929, the United States government wasn't in there manipulating every market. There was no plunge protection team, no exchange stabilization plan. There wasn't the Federal Reserve manipulating the price of gold, driving up the price of bonds, manipulating the stock market. Today, all the markets are manipulated, so it would be a mistake to compare manipulated markets to the extent they're manipulated now.
Well, how long can the false reality continue?
I think the Fed can manipulate things until the dollar goes. The only vulnerability that I can see in this is if there's a run on the dollar, and they, because the Fed has really no way to guarantee to support the dollar price. They can't print foreign currencies to buy dollars, and apparently they don't any longer have any gold. So I think
that's right. The Germans asked for their gold a year ago and have gotten basically none of it.
Right. I think that the vulnerability is the dollar. The dollar is what was threatened by QE, and I think the reason they're backing off on QE is trying to take some of the pressure off the dollar. Because if the dollar goes, it's a bigger crisis than the banks failing. And so their house of cards, I think, they can keep it going until there's a foreign run on the dollar, and it may not happen. It's just, you don't know how long they can keep this going.
So that's really it. The liberty, the scientists we had created the greatest technologies. They've been turned towards fraud. The world's at a technological disadvantage, and we're being inserted into a false system. And I guess that's why we see the hubris coming out of Washington.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As we witness the black flag of Al-Qaeda again flying over cities such as Fallujah, which we had won at the cost of so much American blood, we wonder how it is that for Christians in Iraq, life appears to be worse now than it was under the vicious dictator Saddam Hussein.
That was Representative Chris Smith from New Jersey talking about the persecution of Christians in Iraq. While for most of the world, the only, quote, religious story is the treatment of homosexuals at the Olympics this year, some people are bold enough to talk about the continued oppression, intimidation, murder of Christians worldwide. And our guest tonight, Pastor Stephen Anderson from the Faithful Word Baptist Church, is going to talk more about this subject. You may recognize Mr. Anderson as the Checkpoint Pastor who not only fights for your First Amendment, but your Fourth Amendment as well. Pastor Anderson, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And our pastor, we see a lot of talk about the Olympics. They talk about the gays and the mistreatment of gays and the things going on over there in Russia. And we see the media siding with the homosexuals and also politicians here in the States. But what do you think about the pretty much null and void response as far as Christians being persecuted overseas? We see the situations in Iraq. We see the situations in Syria where it seems like every week there's a new video of Christians being beheaded or villages being raided and plundered. What do you think about this discrepancy as far as media coverage?
Well, they're going to cover what fits their agenda. I mean, no matter what the subject, that's what the media is going to do. And, you know, the Bible tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. And it says against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we know that the people that are running our government, the people that are running the media, are satanic. I mean, they're evil people, and they have an agenda to promote anything that's anti-God, anti-Christian, like homosexuality. They don't want to talk about Christians being persecuted because it doesn't fit their narrative.
Exactly, exactly, Pastor. Now, I want to stay on this topic of the media. I don't know if you've had a chance to see, but the new trailer for the Noah movie starring Russell Crowe, I was watching it just a few minutes ago while I was back there in the studio, and it seemed like it had some type of big, epic battle scene, and there's been a lot of other discrepancies with the way the movie's portrayed. Have you heard anything about this, and what are your thoughts about this type of film?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about the movie, and the thing that I read about it made it sound like the movie had an environmentalist type slant, like the reason that God flooded the earth was in order to save the environment, you know, because humans were just such a pollution of the environment. But in reality, the Bible says that the reason that God flooded the earth is because the earth was filled with violence, because mankind had become corrupt and wicked and ungodly. So these biblical movies put out by Hollywood, just like all the movies put out by Hollywood, have an agenda, and it's not a godly agenda. It's not a Christian agenda. And, you know, frankly, I don't think Christians should go see the movie. I think that they're trying to attract Christians into the theater so that they can then be brainwashed with the message that they want to give them, which is actually an environment worshiping message, not the message of the Bible.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if you had a chance to see the series. I believe it was put out by the History Channel, The Bible. Are you familiar with that, Pastor?
No, I'm not. I don't have a TV, so.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good because I'm glad you missed out, or at least your children missed out on these recent Grammys. I don't know if you heard all the talk about that, but supposedly a satanic ceremony being perpetrated at the Grammys. One gospel singer actually walked out saying it's a very disgusting display of just Satanism.
Right. I mean, that's why I got rid of my TV over a decade ago, because I didn't want my children to be programmed by the media, and I didn't want them to be exposed to that kind of filth. And, you know, Christians are being desensitized to this stuff today through television, through the media. And, you know, we as God's people need to be aware of this stuff. I mean, all it is tearing down our morals, tearing down our family values, tearing down any kind of Christianity or decency, because that's just going to make it easier for the New World Order to achieve their goals of, you know, one world government, one world religion. You know, Christians are an obstacle to that, because Christians take a stand for one God, you know, the Bible. We don't just buy into this thing of, hey, all religions are the same, let's all join hands, let's all unite. And so therefore, you know, they're going to keep attacking Christians and Christian values.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up. You talk about the New World Order, the one world government, the one world religion. Can you break that down a little bit more in depth for our viewers? Because people, they hear these terms, New World Order, and they're like, well, what does this have to do with Christianity? Can you go a little bit deeper on that, Pastor?
You know, it has everything to do with Christianity. And I find it hard to believe that any Christians today still call the New World Order a conspiracy theory, because I don't see how you could be a Bible-believing Christian and not believe that there's going to be a one world government, a one world religion, a cashless society. These things are described very clearly in the book of Revelation. You know, I encourage people to watch After the Tribulation, the documentary that we put out a year ago. It's available in the InfoWars store, also the Book of Revelation series that we put out, because the Bible predicted these things before they even began to happen. And now that we see them happening, we look at the Bible and it's so clear what the agenda is. Another film that we're actually coming out with in less than a month is called New World Order Bible Versions.
Wow.
And not only are the global elites persecuting Christians, as you brought out, but also, you know, when they can, they want to co-opt and they want to infiltrate Christianity as well. And, you know, they want to get to the pastors and brainwash them. You know, of course, we talked about the FEMA pastors, the pastors.
The clergy response teams.
The clergy response teams, the pastors who've been contacted by FEMA and told how they can, you know, bolster the government in a state of emergency and talk people into turning in their guns and going along with government and so forth. And this new movie, New World Order Bible Versions, is going to show how the new Bible versions that are being put out by these giant media corporations, these media outlets like Zondervan, you know, and the News Corp and all these big companies that are putting out their own new versions of the Bible, they actually use the term new order in the Bible. They've inserted that into the New Testament, and they say, you know, that when Christ comes back, it's going to be the new order. They also change passages like Romans 13 to be more pro-government and to just tell people to obey the government no matter what.
Wow.
And so, if they can't beat Christians, they'll join them. So we've got to be careful as God's people that we don't get sucked into this. Not only are Christians being persecuted, but also they're being infiltrated with, you know, Bible movies that actually twist the truths of the Bible, Bible versions that promote the New World Order, that actually attack doctrines of Orthodox Christianity. You know, I stick to the King James Bible, the Bible that we've used for 400 years. And, you know, I wouldn't mess with these new Bibles that are being put out every week and that change things and remove entire verses for the agenda of the people that are putting these things out and for their financial gain. The trailer for the new movie, if people would just go on YouTube and just search New World Order Bible Versions, first 6 minutes, because we put the first 6 minutes of the film on YouTube, and just see what they're doing to Christians.
Exactly. Now, I've seen After the Tribulation. I'll have to catch up and see some of your other films here, Pastor. But I'm glad you brought up this point, talking about how these churches are being used to infiltrate, because people don't believe that. They'll go to church every week. Well, you know, I went to church, and maybe the pastor did say I need to turn in my guns. I went to a church, I guess, a few months ago, and they're talking about how the TSA has to pat you down because that's the world that we live in now. And it always boggles my mind when I meet older people, you know, people 50 plus years old, and they tell me, well, that's the world we live in. You have to do this now. I'm like, well, there's always been terrorists and, you know, people who want to harm us, whether it be as a country, as individuals, whether it be for your religion. As we're talking about here today, there have always been attacks against us. So now we have to give up all of our rights and our privileges, our God-given rights, things that are reaffirmed by the Constitution, not given to us by the Constitution, but reaffirmed. Now, I know you can't see this graphic here, Pastor, but I have this study, the Pew Research study. It says the Christians are the most oppressed people on earth as far as religious groups. And we beat out, as Christians, we beat out Muslims, Jews, others, folk religions, Hindus, Buddhists, all the above. We're at the top of the peak right there. So, in closing, Pastor, why do you think this is? Is it the end times? Why is this?
Well, you know, we may be living in the last days, but one thing that we know for sure, the Bible tells us, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You know, the Bible says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Now, the new Christianity is a Christianity in America that doesn't want to suffer any persecution. So they want to go along to get along with everything. But the Bible makes it clear that if you're a true Bible believing Christian, you will be persecuted. That's part of the deal.
That's what I'm glad. Yeah. You're bringing up so many great points here, Pastor, because a lot of people think about modern Christianity, even churches I've gone to. Alex talks about this often. You go to the church and the church is, you know, run around, high five 10 people and tell your boss to give you a new Cadillac. It's not about the suffering, and not just, you know, suffering just for suffering's sake, but you have to suffer for Christ. You have to pick up your cross daily. You're going to suffer persecution. You're going to be laughed at. You're going to have people poke fun at you. You're going to have your rights and your beliefs tarnished and diminished by other people. But you're saying, and what is definitely true in the Bible, that you're going to go through these trials, and it's how you go through them.
You're exactly right. Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head.
Exactly. Pastor Anderson, I definitely appreciate your time, and go to the InfoWars shop and pick up After the Tribulation. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.